want to tell you a story today about another kid. But we don't think of this guy as a kid most of the time because his name was Jesus. Can you say that? Jesus. Well, when we think of Jesus, we think of kind of a grown-up man and maybe the story of him on the cross. But Jesus was once a kid, maybe the same age as all of us here at one point. Well, there's a story in the Bible that, do you know what we do on the 4th of July? Mm-hmm. Eat. Fireworks. It's a big celebration.
Fireworks.
You had fireworks? Really? At your house?
I saw fireworks.
Oh, you saw the fireworks. It's going to save you at the house. I don't know. Well, it's a big celebration in our country, the 4th of July. We get off work and everybody gets together and has a good time. Well, they had that in Jesus' day, too, when he was a little kid, but it wasn't for July 4th. It was called the Passover. So on this year, Jesus' whole family decided to go down and to Jerusalem to visit all their family at the Passover, and they took Jesus with them. So they ate, and they had a good time, and they saw their grandpas and grandmas and aunties and uncles, and then they all loaded up in their RVs, which were pulled by donkeys and horses, and they all got together, and then they all left Jerusalem. Well, they'd been traveling for a while, and finally Mary said, "Hey, Joseph, you need to go get Jesus. I need to make some lox and bagels for lunch or something." And so they started going down, but they couldn't find Jesus. He wasn't in the RV behind, and he wasn't in the other wagons. And finally everyone said, "Where's Jesus? He was just a little kid." And they're like, "He's not here." And Mary and Joseph said, "Well, we thought he was with you." And his aunties and uncles were like, "Well, we thought he was with you. We must have left him back in Jerusalem." So you can imagine how worried his mom was. So they got on the horses and they rode as quick as they could back to Jerusalem. And they said, "Has anyone seen our son Jesus?" "Well, where did you see him last?" "Well, we were visiting the temple, the big church, and maybe he's still there." So they went up, and you know what? Jesus had been inside the temple, which is kind of like our church, for 3 days. He had stayed there. You know what he was doing? He was asking all kinds of questions of the preachers. He was like, "Well, what happened here in the Bible? And why do you believe this? And why is this?" And he was asking such hard questions that sometimes the preachers didn't even know how to answer him. So his mom and dad were so glad to see him. They hugged him. They're like, "Where have you been?" He's like, "I've been right here the whole time. Didn't you know to come looking for me here?" And they took him home. But the story I want you to remember is that it's a good thing to ask questions, even in church. As you get older, sometimes you think, "Well, maybe I shouldn't ask this." You see something in the Bible that sounds weird, or you see something at church that kind of looks weird. Not here, of course, but other places. Or you see weird people, you know. It's all right to raise your hand to your mom or your dad or a Sunday school teacher or even a preacher and say, "Why does it say this or what happened here?" Because God is pleased when we ask questions. All right? Let's pray today. God, we thank you for the many things that you've created in this world. We don't understand all of them, but we thank you that you've given us a mind that we can ask questions, even about our faith, even about our God. And Lord, even if we don't understand it all, we have a rest that there are answers, and we trust you. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.